I want to introduce and welcome our guest this morning, John Syracuse, Newfane Town Supervisor from Niagara County right here. And John, it's always great to have you, and welcome aboard on this Thursday.
Well, thank you, and it's always equally great to be here, too. So thank you very much for inviting me in.
All right. Well, to kick things off, you have your choice. We can talk about home improvement projects, or we can talk about the 200th anniversary dinner that was on March 23rd for the town of Newfane.
Yeah, we'll go with the bicentennial kickoff dinner.
Okay. We'll take that for 500, Richard.
Yes.
Yes.
Boy, what a great time. We had, as many of you in your audience, we've been talking about the goings-on and the happenings within the town of Newfane, the bicentennial year celebration this year. And we've incorporated the bicentennial theme through a lot of the major celebrations throughout the year, but we thought it was befitting to have a kickoff dinner. And that was Saturday at the Alcott Fire Company at their hall. And we had 200 sold-out event, and it was just a wonderful event. It was a great night. We had catering by Calhoun's Pub in town. We had a great supper. We had volunteer desserts given to us by Valentine's, and they made a cake, and it was just a great event. The only downside is it had to end. We all just couldn't spend a lot of time. It seemed like the time just flew by. Special thanks to the Alcott Beach Community Association, Jane Volpel, Karen Young, and the Town Tourism Committee as well, our historian, Bill Clark. It was just a great night. Some of us dressed in some themed costumes. Yours truly donned a top hat, and I had a cane, and it was wonderful. It was a great event. We had M Sound, Mark McKernan there, spinning the evening dance. Councilman Pete Robinson, showing us how to dance, how to move on the dance floor.
Oh boy!
I didn't think we could get 300 some pounds moving that smooth, but sorry, Pete.
You're not sorry.
But, but it was good, you know. And then even Mark McKernan, told the story of a frog, a golf ball, Robert Hornburg, and John Syracuse, and quite a punchline. We had it was a lot of fun,
Now, this is a family show.
Yes.
Okay, just keep that in mind.
Uh-huh. Guy walks on a golf course, runs into a frog. No, we'll leave that alone.
Okay.
I like where that was going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really an enjoyable time. We had our state delegation there. We had Congresswoman Tenney, who was unable to be there, but at the request of the town, she flew a flag over the Capitol for us and presented that. I presented that on her behalf at our dinner, and it was really a great night. I've said that many times, but it was a lot of fun as well. And again, thank you to the Alcott Beach Community Association for really spearheading that. The hall was decorated beautifully. We have some bicentennial pins. Of course, we've folded that into our bicentennial logo contest. So we had buttons made, and one of our historical society members, Bill Neidlinger, he made a very nice, like a wooden nickel, or, it's probably about the size of a little bit bigger than a quarter. And we had, etched, burned into that wood, the bicentennial logo, and then on the backside you had a flag. So it was really nice little giveaways there. And be on the lookout for some of that stuff, displayed and offered throughout the events that we have. Next up is the Apple Blossom Festival that we're going to be opening up our time capsule for the town of Newfane.
How old is that?
Pretty old, John. I believe there were things put in there from the sesquicentennial about 50 years ago.
Oh, so, okay.
So, yeah, we're going to be opening that up, and I'm sure we'll be creating a new time capsule, stuff full of really nice things that represent the town of Newfane.
Well, very good. It sounds like a wonderful time. Let's go back to the flag thing for a moment. You said that Congresswoman Claudia Tenney had it flown over the Capitol. Was that the nation's capital?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
And she framed it up real nice and folded in a nice glass wooden display box with a very nice citation proclamation, and we'll be displaying that proudly in the town hall along with the citation proclamations of Legislator Foti that he provided. He declared that day, March 23rd, 2024, as Town of Newfane Bicentennial Day in Niagara County. It was really nice.
Nice.
Yeah, we had Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort and Assemblyman Norris. They presented a proclamation that was read into the record in Albany. I thought that was really, really a neat thing. You know, so we're now all over the place. The state capital, the nation's capital, Town of Newfane's on the map. Look out!
Wow. Yeah.
All right. Well, John, I have to tell you, I know you and your family were out of town during the early part of the month, but on the 3rd of March, of course, it was the Polar Bear Swim for Sight, the Lions Club event, and I happened to be in Olcott Beach that day, and it was packed. Let me tell you something, and you've probably seen it this way before, but I was very impressed with the number of people that were there for a good long portion of the day. I know activities got unofficially started about 10 o'clock in the morning and wrapped up around 3, but I'll tell you what, you could barely move up and down some of the streets. There were just so many people there. It was great to see the activity there right on the beach.
Well, you know, it brings, you know, some seriousness and some frivolity together. The Olcott Lions do a wonderful job. You know, of course, the brainchild of Mike Rann, who passed away a number of years ago. But the Olcott Lions Club, that is their major fundraiser for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this area, the town of Newfane, Olcott Beach, are just thankful that they chose this kind of fundraiser, because it does spill over into the retail establishments, and it really gives a nice shot in the arm to, you know, kind of the long seasonal delay, if you will, over the winter time for some of these establishments. And I had the occasion to visit one of the establishments down there, new establishments, DW's Juicy Clam Shack, and they reported that they sold out, you know,
wow,
of everything, and it's wonderful. It's got to be a great encouragement to those establishments. So it's a much needed shot in the arm during that particular time, but ultimately, you know, the eyes are on the Olcott Lions Club and their fundraising that they do. The patrons who come and support the swim. I know John. Lake Ontario will never be the same with you swimming in there. You know, that the fundraising that the Olcott Lions do as a result of this touches many, many more lives than what you saw on the beach there. It really is used for reaching out to those individuals, again, that are a bit less fortunate than we may be. So it's a great event.
Yeah, and we did talk to Bill Clark prior to the event, and he heads up, if I remember correctly, Eric, he is the president of the Olcott Lions Club?
I believe he is, or he was last year.
He was,
I can't remember
okay.
The officership this
well,
year.
In any event, he's one of the folks in charge, and kind of painted the picture for us a few days before. And it just, in my mind, it just set the tone. It set the scene, you know, for what to expect. And everybody seemed to have a great time. The sheriff and his crew went into the water. And who was that guy, the bikini guy? Do you remember?
I don't know his name, but the bikini dude won the costume award, because they didn't have the queen this year. He had a costume award and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And the parade. Oh, the parade was very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Coming down through the main drag there. So, anyways, yeah, it was a wonderful time. And glad to be able to be up there this year. And we'll look forward to maybe doing it next year. So, Mr. Supervisor, planning not to be away next Polar Bear Swim Day. Are you going to join us in the water next year?
Wow, I like that. Us, of course. You know, as long as I don't plan on, I didn't want to be accused of running away from the event.
Oh, no, nobody said that.
Do we look like the kind of guys that would do a thing like that to a guy like you?
Oh, you're welching on your back. No, it'd be a lot of fun, John, and listening to, you know, your tale of how you enjoyed going in and, you know, maybe can polish up on the attire on the way out of the water.
Yeah, well, now I know why people wear very little clothing right. when they go into the water. So, anyways, for just joining us, we've been talking about some of the bicentennial activities. And, in fact, Eric, are you now back in place where you need to be?
I am.
Okay.
I even buckled in my little seatbelt I got on the air chair here.
Okay, good. Good. We wouldn't want you to be hurting yourself this morning.
Yeah, I don't want to hit my head on the weights.
All right. So, John, we've got a schedule of events happening pretty much throughout the year to help celebrate the bicentennial of the town of Newfane. We've talked about the kickoff dinner that took place back on the 23rd. What's coming up next on the schedule?
Yeah, so May 19th is the next event targeted for our bicentennial celebration. It's going to coordinate with our Apple Blossom Festival, May 19th, and that's going to be on the West Creek Historical Grounds, Historical Society Grounds. That's going to start at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to be, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., but we're going to be opening up our time capsule. We're looking at, you know, some type of special motorcade or sorts, taking it from one location to the historical grounds on West Creek Road and opening it up and seeing what's in there and basically, you know, just celebrating the history. It'll be interesting to see what's all in there, and we're excited. That's going to be a great day, another great event. I know that there's been times that WLVL has done some remotes. I remember seeing Eric down there.
And do it every year.
Yeah, it's great. So we're excited about that. And then, of course, we're gonna kick off then with the next event on the list is our July 3rd Fireworks Spectacular. And I've worked with our fireworks specialist there. We're going to be bigger and bolder, and this has all been, you know, really the crescendo has been over the last couple of years to build to the bicentennial, and we're very thankful that the Recovery Center of Niagara at the former Newfane Hospital there, they've committed $10,000 towards this event. So we're very excited about that. You know, good people over there, hardworking people really working in an area that is in terrific need. So we're thankful for all of them. The job that they do and the fact that they've, you know, are digging into the community and have offered $10,000 to go towards the fireworks celebration.
That's fantastic.
Now, this celebration, this fireworks display has been fairly large, I understand, over the last few years, right? And it's going to be even bigger now this year, right?
Yeah, we're looking to go, you know, double up what we did in years past, or at least what we double up what we did last year, which was bigger than the year before. You know, we'll be setting them off on the East Federal Pier in Alkit, and it's a great celebration. It's a great event, you know, it's a lot of people are around that community at that particular time, and it's great for our stakeholders, the community, the restaurants and the other establishments, the bars, retail shops. It's a great way to, again, just continue on with the theme of, you know, Alkit Beach is a great destination, and we want to show that, continually grow that.
And that's the fireworks display scheduled for July 3rd. And towards the end of the month, then, I see there's some activity there with Old Alkit Days.
Yeah, we're really focusing on this Pioneer Picnic, and working with some of the groups at Alkit there, Alkit Beach Community Association, the Town of Newfane. We have hired a Teddy Roosevelt reenactor, if you will. So this gentleman, who's no stranger to Western New York, he's been around here.
I think we've had him on Wake Up Niagara before.
We have, yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So yes, if I recall, he's coming from North Dakota or South Dakota. So we're gonna be bringing him in to represent the Teddy Roosevelt and his speech in 1899 at Crawl Park.
Yeah, the old Hotel, right?
The old Pioneer Days. So we're working that in. And again, we've got a lot planned that weekend. Niagara County Parks, Legislator Fody, Commissioner Meal, and they've been really great to work with. We've reserved that north side of the park for that weekend, so all events Newfane and will be in the North Crawl Park. I've been told that the parks are working very hard to get that open by Memorial Day. It's no secret they've been struggling with some things and with the contractor and the jobs, but it's going to be bigger and better, that Crawl Park, once they get that completed. So we're going to have a band organ rally that circulates every couple of years back here to Alkit, and it's a wonderful sound. So
now, is that the we shouldn't say the organization, but the event where the different theater organ or calliope type organs are set up throughout the park?
Yes.
And you can walk around and listen to the various sounds and the songs. And
wow.
And, I was up there a few years ago with some folks from church, and we spent the afternoon there. Couldn't believe how great that was.
You know, it's a huge event, and it's the National Band Organ Rally. And, it's an amazing event. These men and women that bring these organs, and you listen to them, it's just wonderful. Brings back all the memories of the fairs and the circus, those kinds of things.
Yeah. So. Oh, wonderful. We were talking about some of the activities for the bicentennial celebration for the town of Newfane this year, and we were talking about the end of July activities, the old Alkit days, and then I see in August, that's August, and September, there's a couple of events coming up as well.
Yeah, so August 24th, we're having our bicentennial celebration, partnering with the Community Day event that we brought back over the last couple of years. So that's going to start at 2 p.m. with a parade, and we're going to have bands and floats. Our headliner again this year is 90 West, and we're grateful to have them selecting us again this year. They are Western New York's premier country band, and they're going to be on from 7 to 10 p.m. And then we're going to close out the year with our Apple Harvest Festival, which is similar to the Apple Blossom Festival, except we are reaping the benefits of the harvest. So at the same grounds, the West Creek Road Historical Society grounds. It'll be exciting. It'll be a great time. Kick off. We kicked off our bicentennial in March, and we'll be closing it in September at the Apple Harvest Festival.
Great stuff. I love that lady that brings that big cauldron, cooks up them apples, and puts it with the ice cream and the cake. That's like
good stuff.
One of the highlights of my journeys down there doing the remotes.
You know, we also have some activities going on. I know it's hard to believe, the fishing season is upon us, but today at 9:30 we're going to have at our marina lots of group. Lake Ontario Trout and Salmon Association will be putting in the pens that we rear the salmon and steelhead and brown trout in coordination with John Miller, our highway superintendent, and his crew will be lifting those pens in and dragging them about the marina and strategically placing them in the areas that are best suited for the fish. A few weeks ago, we had about 22,500 coho salmon directly stocked into our marina. And, we're off and running. I'm just reminded of how much fun it was with our kids. We'd go down there and feed the fish in the pens. Now they have automatic feeders, and it's really helpful, and it's great for the fishery here. in Niagara County. You know, we've spoken about the economic impact, that almost $60 million economic impact that sport fishing has to the town of Newfane. We will be putting the fish in the pens. That will be coming out April 3rd around 12:15. So we're excited about that. And just, again, kicking off, we have the marina is scheduled to open every year around April 1st. But with the weather being so good and the fishing being so good as well, we've got a few boats in the harbor.
And speaking of boats in the harbor, I need to ask you, as town supervisor, John, from your position, do you have any idea or any indication as to the amount of activity that there's going to be on April 8th in the harbor there, in the marina, as people are excitedly going to be out on the water to watch the solar eclipse?
Yeah, we're preparing for some of the charter captains to have guests on their boat and to be launching. I know that in different meetings with the sheriff's office, Sheriff Filicetti, Jonathan Schultz, you know, they're preparing to have people out on the water. They're getting ready for that. I know we'll have the Coast Guard. We'll have the sheriff's boat out there. We'll have our own Alcott Fire boat out there just to make sure that everybody's safe and in observance of the rules. So we're hopeful to have a very excited crowd. We want all the crowd to be behaved. We're working some strategies now. I've got our facilities. We'll be working on de-winterizing our restrooms. I've got another working with Julie's Toilets in Newfane. We're going to have about 10 more porta-potties strategically placed around the town in the Alcott Commons there. We'll have some at the upper parking lot of the marina and down below the marina. We'll also, I've been in a conversation with Modern Disposal, so we're going to be doing a garbage pickup the Wednesday after the eclipse, which is on the 8th. You know, we're preparing for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
We are hopeful and expectant that everybody will be well behaved. I know the sheriff's office, you know, has some strategies. And we've been talking about some of those strategies to help protect those individuals. You know, the concern is, you know, we just don't want it to be like Woodstock on steroids and you know, people being, you know, overly rambunctious and things like that. But we're going to welcome our guests. We're going to, you know, show them how inviting Alcott Beach, town of Newfane, is. And we're expecting, hopefully, a lot of those to return and visit the town of Newfane and Alcott Beach and the surrounding areas. So, you know, we're preparing to welcome them, and we're thankful on behalf of the retail establishments and the like, our bed and breakfasts, the short-term rental establishments. We're already tracking some of those things, and you know, we look like we're up about 20% in our rentals in Alcott, and 14% over our rentals in Burt. So we're really, I think we're in a good position that we're prepared for what may be coming as a result of the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're ready. We're excited, and we hope that it goes as well as we are expecting.
Well, that's great to hear, John, and we appreciate that, because when we talked to Frank Campbell, who is the Outdoor Promotions Director for Destination Niagara USA, you know, we've been talking for a couple of months now with Frank on and off about the events and the idea that, you know, there's going to be a major influx of people into Niagara County as well as other parts of Western New York, but specifically Niagara County. And so, you know, our towns, our areas gearing up for welcoming, number one, these visitors, and it sounds like the town of Newfane is doing just that around Alcott Beach and the harbor and Crawl Park and everything. And then my thought would be, let's make it so attractive that they want to come back.
Well, that's the tone that we're posturing right now. Is you know, what a great way to direct market your region,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And you know, and I'm excited that this is going to be a great potential for us to expose the area of Alkett Newfane. We've got a lot to offer, just the outdoor scene, the park scene, the carousel park, young families. We've got new we got restaurants, new restaurants that are opening up. We're ready, you know, and we do have some spaces within the town area that we hope can handle some of the overflow. We have the upper parking lot in the marina, and you know, if it's busy, the general parking lot will be reserved for those boats with trailers or those cars with trailers. We have some green space at the Alkett Commons. We have Fish Park, you know, that has some open areas. So we're trying to accommodate as much overflow as we can, and staging the necessary, you know, and to the best of our ability, stage the area with, you know, the refreshing areas, garbage totes, etc. You know, we wanna be on purpose. We wanna have an intent, like to, if the weather's fine, you know, maybe even start cutting some grass, make people look like, wow, this town's really taking care of itself. So
nice.
We want to impress them. We want to impress the people that are coming.
All right. Well, that sounds great. John, we have just a minute or so left in our conversation about things Newfane today. So one final push you have until we hear from you and see you next month.
Well, you know, we're really on the cusp of our tourism season, welcoming all of our guests and day trippers, and even preparing for you know, a lot of the local the local residents. You know, they bring their kids up to Alkett Beach, and you know, we have a lot to offer. We have bands that will be starting. Our concert series will be starting at the Alkett Gazebo. We'll have our Newfane Town Gazebo. We'll have concerts starting there. So it's going to be an exciting season. I've been in conversation with our lifeguards for Alkett Beach, and we're looking at a different paradigm on how to help those kids get hours in the summer when the beach may be closed for bad weather or something. We really want to, again, just kind of be that, you know, be purposeful on what we do in the town of Newfane. And, you know, I thank you again for having me here. And I know I got two special listeners right now, my daughter Emma and her boyfriend driving back from Louisville. They told me they just dialed into the podcast or the website. So I want to wish them safe travel. So.
All right. Very good. John Syracuse, Newfane Town Supervisor, wrapping up our discussion here this morning. And if I could, John, just take a quick moment because we do need to take a break here. But the 2024 Alkott and Newfane Visitors Guides are available, and they are a beautifully printed book, and it's just crammed with all sorts of information. We actually have been giving them away here at 320 Michigan Street, the studios and offices of WLVL Radio and Lockport. And we have just about run out. Eric Cook, I believe, is going to make arrangements to get us more of these, because just about everybody that walks in is grabbing one of these. So if you haven't gotten one yet, look for yours in a marketplace or stop by the station here during our business hours, and we'll be happy to supply you with that. But it's just chock full of all great information, all sorts of things to keep you informed throughout the summer months.
John, thank you for doing that for us. Thank you.
All right.